Three absolutely fabulous songs there from the Go-Betweens. First up, Lee Remick from 1978, the song that started it all off. Then Draining the Pool for You from the Spring Hill Fair album that came out in 1984. And then Love is a Sign from 16 Lovers Lane. Now, as promised, here's the first part of my conversation with Robert Foster.
Hi, Robert. Thanks for joining me on this Zoom.
No problem, Susan.
On Friday the 25th of February, you'll be weaving your way, well, hopefully a bit before that, to Sydney. And I think it's your first time in Sydney in over 2 years.
That's true. It's my first time in 2 years. It's also the first time I'm leaving Queensland in 2 years. It's my first flight in 2 years. My first time on stage in over a year.
No, I was just going to say, are you more nervous than usual?
I think I would be, but the circumstances are so extreme that it's almost put me in a state of relaxation. I had a show planned up here for late January, which was a show on its own right, but something that I would, get me back into the groove a month before I was coming down to Sydney, but that got cancelled. And so I'm just walking on, really. I've got my songs, I've got my guitar, and really it's the exact opposite of what you should do for a show like this, because it's a big show. You know, do up like a string of dates. This is not the 15th or 30th show in a tour. This is a one-off after a year away, and so anything could happen.
So how did you, with that in mind, and given that you've got such an enormous body of work, how have you actually selected the songs that you will be performing?
I find it quite easy. There's songs that, for a start, that I know work with just me and an acoustic guitar. I mean, that's the basis of it. And I like to go through all of my career. I like to extract songs from the years. They sit together, and it gives, in a rough way, it gives a portrait of myself. And I think that's really good. I can pull something from 1979, 1984, 1994, 2001, 2010, and a new song. And to me, it's all me. And that's the portrait of myself that I'm presenting. I know these songs work in the setting of acoustic guitar and voice. And it's more a question of leaving songs off, you know, like it. But that's the way that I do it.
So talking about leaving songs off, I think Don McLean sort of joked that he could never do a concert without, you know, doing American Pie. Are there some songs that you're going to be, is it sort of hard to leave off because, you know that there's such an enormous affinity with your audience with those songs?
No, not really. I often wonder if that's allowed me to go under the radar to an extent in a really good way, that I don't have to play American Pie or Born in the USA or Purple Rain or, you know, like those Bridge Over Troubled Water, you know, one of those big songs, especially, you know, like if you're a recent artist and you've got one or two really big songs, then obviously you have to play them. But I really don't have a song that is being thrashed on FM stations every day. There's nothing in my catalogue that does that. There are songs that I know that the audience would like to hear, and I play some of them. But I think it allows me a great freedom to play what I wish to play And I think that's part of my nature, and that's what I am as an artist as well. And I think people like that about me. Well, I hope they do. And but there are obviously songs that I will play that I'm not going to come on and obviously do an hour and a half of obscure album tracks. And so there are a lot of the songs people will know.
And over the last couple, actually, what have you been doing over the last couple of years? What has this COVID time been for you? Was it sort of creatively inspiring, or did you find it quite depressing, or were you able to write lots of new songs during this period? And
all of the above. COVID has not thrown my lifestyle as much as it's thrown a lot of people lifestyle. That's people who are not doing something that's for the general, for an audience, like people who have normal everyday jobs, or even people that are in the creative field. My life has changed very little over the last 2 years. The only thing is, it's like we spoke at the start of the conversation, I haven't been able to fly or tour. But there was a period in the from like 2007 to 2015 where I didn't put out a record and I didn't tour much. Mm-hmm. I was writing songs. And this period's been pretty much like that. I've been writing songs and I've been writing words. And I've been at home. And my life doesn't look all that much different to any other time, except I'm not getting on a plane every now and then and going somewhere to play.
That gorgeous, heartfelt song, No Fame, from the 2019 album, The Inferno. Before that, a single, Let Me Imagine You, from 2015, and then before that, we heard Surfing Magazines from the album The Friends of Rachel Worth. Of course, that's a Go-Betweens album that came out in the year 2000. I hope you're enjoying my chat with Robert Foster. Now let's listen to part two.
So I did hear that you are writing a new book. How is that going?
That's going well. I'm writing I can now call it a novel. For a long time, I called it a story, of course. That's what it is, and I didn't want to put too much pressure on myself. So if anyone asked, or whenever I'd be talking to family or friends, I'd say I'm writing a story. And that, I'm very much, in terms of my writing, whatever I'm doing, I try and put as little pressure on myself as possible. I try and downplay what I'm doing as much as possible, and I find that helpful in the creative process. But now it's standing on its feet. And so I'm working on that. And I'm really enjoying it. Where it'll go and what how it'll be received, all of those things, I can't tell. It's mm-hmm. It's my first book of this kind, and so it's all quite unknown.
So when you've been writing a novel, and which you can call it a novel now. What about the songs that you've been writing during that period? And will you be incorporating some of that new stuff into the performance? And
yeah, I'd like to play at least one new song.
Oh, good.
And the songs that I've written over the last 2 years, there is a different mood to two I wrote in 2020. That I see it like a pair of songs that, mm-hmm. Like COVID sort of hangs over them. They're sort of, they're of that, very much of that time. I've written two more like last year, 2021, which aren't so much. I think those first two, and if I played the four of them, you probably wouldn't even pick it. But to me, two of them have that feel. And, but I don't think that they've informed the songs I've written too much.
Mm-hmm. So with the songs that you have chosen. And you, I feel that when I listen to listen to your albums, it's like a narrative. It's sort of like you're telling me a story, and at different times in your life. What type of narrative do you think you're trying to, at this point in time, because we always probably retell our narrative, but what type of narrative do you think you're trying to tell at this point in your life? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I think it's a continuum. I think it's things that I wouldn't call myself a confessional singer-songwriter, but they're things that are close to my life. Mm-hmm. And it's always been that. It was like that in the late 70s. It was like that in the 80s and 90s and beyond. It's always things that either catch my eye a long way away, or they're things that are quite close to me in terms of relationships, family, things of my past, biography, and then it's almost like I want to break that because I think it can be too much of one thing. And I go for things a little bit further afield. But at the same time, I'm not someone who, and it's reflected in the reading that I do. I read biography and I read novels that are close to home in a way. I'm not someone who, you know, fantasy or science fiction or elaborate other worlds doesn't really grab me. It's things that get my eye. I actually think the strangest things, the weirdest things are the everyday. And I think it's really easy to write of foreign planets and blood and death and biblical scenes and all this sort of stuff and make that strange because that comes with the territory. But I find the everyday and what can happen in a person's life far stranger than fantasy. And I try and just note the everyday, and you get a lot of weirdness just doing that.
So you're definitely not a Doctor Who kind of guy.
No.
I sort of picked that up. I can't remember what year it was, but you did a covers album called I Had a New York Girlfriend, and I can sort of feel the song choices in that. They're very sort of human heart choices.
Yeah.
When I sort of noticed, I was having a look, there's all this controversy at the moment to do with iTunes, and of course, you know, like a lot of people, you know, you've got to go to those services for things. And I had a look and I noticed that your first three, including I Had a New York Girlfriend, solo albums, they're not available on iTunes. And I was just wondering, is that a deliberate thing, or do you know, you're having some sort of affinity with Neil and Joni Mitchell?
No. What is on and off, people tell me all the time what's on and off, and I would like to be on these platforms, but I try and get on them, but I almost have no control over that. I try and be on platforms, but I'm just not someone who curates my work at that level. Mm-hmm. I make the records, I should be more onto that. I tell people that I know and that record companies are like that, and whether they do it or not, I can't. I push as hard as I can. That's all I can say.
Sure. And will you be doing any of those, like covers, or will that be part of your?
No.
Okay.
Maybe. Okay. Maybe. That's a surprise.
A good surprise. And also I noticed that Peter Milton Walsh will be playing. Will he be playing with you at all, or is that a surprise as well?
That's a surprise as well.
That's fantastic, because I think you haven't played together since 1978. So if there's any nerves there.
No, that's true. And this is a real opportunity. The only thing is that what makes it different is the COVID situation. And I just have to be very careful with who I see and what I do in terms of getting it. If Peter and I can get something together, it'll be very, you know, like backstage last minute, but, you know, we'd very much like to.
Terrific.
We'll see.
It'll be exciting for people in the audience to see what's coming.
But it'll be exciting for us too, backstage.
Yes, I imagine that would be the case. Your son, I really like the Goonsacks. I really, he does a song, Home Haircuts. I was sort of wondering, you talk about that intergenerational stuff. Would you ever sort of think about, or maybe you've done this and I don't know, would you ever sort of write or perform with your son?
Look, it depends what the circumstances would be. He's obviously got his own band, you know, the Goonsacks, and they've gone their, you know, very much their own path. And so far we haven't done anything really, except at home when we're talking about music and he's playing me things and I'm playing him things. But we've never really done anything out in the public realm. I wouldn't rule it out or in. I think that obviously there's nothing that, you know, even if it was possible over the last 2 years to do anything anyway. Hopefully they're going away on tour in April. I mean, that's the plan now for them. And they've got a full year in front of them if things go okay, you know, like if they get a run with the virus. I think it'll always be a possibility.
And do you think you might be doing any recording coming up this year yourself?
I'm hoping to. That was always the plan. I've got enough material. At the moment, I'm sort of working on the novel. Uh-huh. And I'm sort of in a bit of a stretch to try and, I'm doing a draft. And so... Uh-huh. That's my main priority at the moment. And so my head is very much, I'm excited by what I'm writing and how it's shaping and how it's improving. That's the main thing, Susan, how it's improving. And so I want to stick at that. But I've got material. Yes, I've got songs that I'm very happy with.